Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, lively weekend. Hope it's a nice one for you. The weather has warmed up. We're into the last weekend in March, getting ready for April, the springtime. Temperatures dropping or really getting much better all over the country. You know, we've got listeners all over America, all the way north to Fairbanks, Alaska. We don't make fun of those folks, but our heart goes out to you in dealing with the cold weather up there. Often we give temperatures of 15 below, 20 below zero. But it's warming up. Our listeners up there at KFAR, 660 a.m. in Fairbanks, Alaska, know that it's going to get up to 40, 45 degrees today, 20 degrees right now, and the rest of the country's warming up. I'm glad. I'm ready for spring. Spring is my favorite time of year. I know you football fans may say otherwise, but it's just such a pretty time to see the flowers come out. And I have had a great weekend. I've been down in New Orleans, which is we usually broadcast out of our flagship station, WJBO, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This week we've been down in New Orleans having a wonderful time down there. There's been so much things going on. There's nothing like New Orleans in the spring, starting with Mardi Gras, going all the way through Jazz Fest. Hope you get a chance to come down and visit the wonderful Queen City of the South. Tennessee Williams was the great author, the great playwright who wrote so many Pulitzer Prize-winning plays. You remember his plays. They were all made into motion pictures, just about without exception. Elizabeth Taylor was in a number of the Williams plays, Night of the Iguana, Cat on the Hot Tin Roof, remember that? Burl Ives, who was Big Daddy, Elizabeth Taylor, Paul Newman. Suddenly Last Summer, The Glass Menagerie, Streetcar Named Desire. I could go on and on with the Tennessee Williams plays. They have an annual festival that's in the French Quarter down New Orleans. Had the great opportunity to participate in that festival. I've got a small publishing company. It was great to network with authors all over the country who came to honor Tennessee Williams and just to talk about his work. And goes over about 4 days. They have seminars. The plays are put on. They have concerts. It's really a wonderful, wonderful experience to be down and take all this in. And the Williams Festival is held at the Monteleone Hotel, Grand Ole Hotel in the French Quarter, if you have a chance to get down in that part of the country. And then, of course, if you go to New Orleans, you got to be a foodie, right? Well, everybody eats in New Orleans. That's the first thing you think of in the morning. Where am I going to have lunch? And then where am I going to have supper? And that's a highlight of anything we do. Had lunch on Saturday at Antoine's restaurant, Grand Ole restaurant, one of the oldest restaurants in America. New Orleans was founded back in the 1700s. And Antoine Alsacar, Alsator, that's right, was the founder of Antoine's restaurant. And interesting about this guy down there, if you like food, I really enjoy different kinds of food. And I remember reading the story about how initially in the 1800s that restaurants were not standalone. The restaurant would be part of a hotel because as you traveled, you wanted to have a place to sleep and get something to eat. And so Antoine's in New Orleans kind of broke ground with being a standalone restaurant. Kind of hard to get people to come in. But once it caught on, it takes up about 6 buildings, just a marvelous facility to take in the Grand Ole restaurant down there in New Orleans. And somebody told me this great story down there about how, you know how you have hors d'oeuvres, and everybody puts hors d'oeuvres before you have the main course, maybe out on the table before the ball games, before you actually have dinner. Well, he invented this name. Antoine invented this name. His people had a hard time spelling hors d'oeuvres, a French phrase for something before your meal, and couldn't pronounce it either. So he came up with the appetite teaser. Right? Appetizer, which was, so it kind of took the place of hors d'oeuvres. to have something for your appetite. And so many great stories down there, taking all that in. I really enjoyed it. And then how do you beat Antoine's? Well, how you beat it is you go to Emerald's, which you, I don't know if you know about Emerald Agassi, the great foodie. Probably got restaurants in 16 different cities across America right now. Going to be 20 another year or two. And Emerald celebrated his 25th year anniversary of his first founding restaurant in New Orleans. Invited some old friends, and Emerald and my family go way, way back. Had the great honor of being there for his 25th anniversary celebration. The food was just unbelievable. There was an appetizer of prosciutto ham with a Beretta cheese, really nice mild cheese, and then kind of a carbonara pastry with salmon mixed in, scallops with hollandaise sauce on it. You had quail, you had lamb, you had a wonderful puree raisin donut with pecans and banana cream sauce on top of it. It just was unbelievable. And then to top it off this morning, I was at Café de Mon, which is a great coffee shop, a café au lait, little chicory in your coffee, woke me up good. Now I'm up here to talk to all you folks. So anyway, it's been a great weekend, and hope it's good wherever you are. The weather's warming up wherever you are. Basketball, are you into the Final Four? Are you into March Madness? I always take my picks. And maybe my favorite team, don't end up picking them. But my picks this year have all been wiped out. My last pick was Notre Dame. I was thinking they might nudge Kentucky, and they couldn't have come much closer. With if you saw that game last night, Kentucky Notre Dame. Notre Dame was leading with 36 seconds to go, 66-64, I believe. The Kentucky comes back and ties it up. And the game is tied with 6 seconds to go. And there's a charging foul. Very close call. You could have called it either way. Kentucky player drove up the center of the court. I thought the Notre Dame guy got his footing and was there. But you can't move when you set a pick. When you're sitting there to try to stop the offensive player coming in, you can't actually move. And it looks like the Notre Dame player might have moved his foot a bit. Close call. Notre Dame loses 68-66, and Kentucky goes on to the Final Four. Wisconsin also beat Arizona, is going to the Final Four. So we got two picks, and today you've got Michigan State versus Louisville. I'm picking Louisville in that game over Michigan State. That's an early game. The later game tonight, Gonzaga versus Duke. Duke's going to win that game. You're going to go ahead. So you'll have Louisville, Duke, Wisconsin, and Kentucky in the Final Four. My final pick for the top two, Kentucky versus Duke, and I don't pull for them. I'm just saying that's my experience. I pick the Duke Blue Devils to win the whole shebang when it comes up in Final Four weekend. A week from tomorrow, on Monday night, is when that final game is. So little sports there to you as we look over what's happening with the weekend. Gosh, politics is heating up. I don't know if you've been following the presidential campaign. It must be, 300 days off till we've got the presidential campaign. But, boy, they're really going after it tooth and nail right now in the Republican primary. Ted Cruz announced for president. He's the Texas senator for you Texas listeners over there. Pretty popular guy, Tea Party guy, quite conservative. He's the first high-profile politician to declare that he's running for president. But he's not the first. There are already, now get this, there are already right now 194 other candidates who have filed to run for president of the United States. All you got to do is fill out a form and send it in. That doesn't automatically get you on the ballot, but it says you're in the hunt is what it says. Can you believe that? There's 194 others ahead of Ted Cruz who say they want to be president of the United States and have signed up to do so. And it's funny, you get some of these folks who are running. It's incredibly easy to sign up. Like I say, you send a form to the Federal Elections Commission with your name, address, party affiliation, and the office you're seeking. And then the FCC analyzes and takes a look at your filings. You've got to have a campaign financial disclosure report you file. And still, it's all pretty low. And the bar was so low, in fact, that one of the candidates' wives didn't even know he was running until she read it on an online publication or something like that. So you got a lot of questionable candidates running for president this time around. Hey, I'm Jim Brown, The Morning Show. We're going to talk about the death penalty today, firing squads, eternity, and how you deal with thoughts of the afterlife. We've really got a great show today. You can go to my website, see all about it at www.jimbrownusa.com. That's Jim Brown. CommonSenseUSA.com. Hey, let's freshen up our coffee, and we'll come right back and make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
So we're talking a little bit about the fact that the political season is open. What, about 600 days until the next presidential election? Ted Cruz has gone ahead and announced the first major candidate is Republican announcing. A lot of interesting little nuances that play into the political scene. We're not a huge political show, but we try to keep an eye on it and kind of bring the human factor into it. I see that very popular talk show host Glenn Beck has announced that he is out of the Republican Party. Conservative guy. On many of the stations you're listening to here now, he's on Monday through Friday, I think at 9 to 11 Central Time. And Beck says he just had his last straw with the Republican Party. He says, I'm not a Republican. I'm not going to give a dime to the Republican Party. And he urges listeners to run from the Republican Party. He just says they're not standing up to the president. They are caving in on illegal immigration. He says they're not really offering anything alternative to Obamacare. He says, quote, they've torpedoed, there's Republicans he's talking about, they've torpedoed the Constitution, and they're doing it knowingly. And so interesting to see somebody as high profile as Glenn Beck saying that there's not a lot of difference in the parties. The Republicans are the parties of nay or no. If they initiate something, it ends up being immigration light or Obamacare light. There's no really creative thinking in the Republican Party, so Beck is saying. And to some degree, I agree. I go along with that. I've said repeatedly that when it comes to fiscal responsibility, a lot of posturing and talking about left and right and red and blue. When it comes to fiscal responsibility and really giving a good focus on cleaning up the mess in Washington and running the government right, you can put both parties in a sack, shake them up. It really wouldn't matter who you pulled out. They pretty much do the same thing. And I think that's Beck's message. It's something we've been talking about here in this show for a long, long time. That's why I fly the flag here at my office. In the fall, fire them all. Clean house and fire them all. And by the way, there is a group called CrowdPAC. CrowdPAC is a new political organization. They think that there should be opposition against every member of Congress, that no one should be let off scot-free so that they can stand up to their constituents, they can answer questions, they can give their positions, and that you know exactly what your congressman is doing or is not doing. And last time around, I think there were about 25 candidates who had no opposition whatsoever, none whatsoever. And so this group, we don't want to be like North Korea or Cuba, according to CrowdPAC, that where these candidates run unopposed. In a democracy, it just doesn't seem right, says Steve Hilton, the former top aide to one of the members of Congress, who say everybody should face some opposition. There were 10 Democrats, 10 Republicans. U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, your listeners over in Alabama, had no opposition. Well, look, I can speak of it on both ways. When I was an elected official in the state of Louisiana, I was the Secretary of State, won my first election. When it came time to run for re-election, I was unopposed. It was a wonderful feeling. I'm not saying I took it for granted. I just took a deep breath and probably took a little longer vacation, didn't travel the state that much. It would have been better for the state if I'd had opposition. I had to get out there and make my case. Look what I've done in the last 4 years. Here's my focus in the coming 4 years. I hope you'll reelect me. And there was that give and take. Now, the problem is, in the congressional elections, it just costs a lot of money to run. And so this organization, which it was CrowdPAC, is trying to let you donate. If you have a particular view, you come in and they profile you on the computer. So I've said, I've not gone to the site yet. But what you do is you put down what your political persuasions are. You want more accountability in government, too much spending, how you feel on issues like immigration, gay marriage, abortion, whatever it is. You put that all down. And then they sync you up with a particular candidate that's running. And if you're comfortable with that candidate, whether it's your candidate or not, you know, these are national elections because a vote's a vote. They hook you up and you go ahead and maybe financially support that person. You can do it all online. Interesting to see how that builds up. They're trying to see that there's at least $100,000 spent in every election against these incumbents who are running, who in the past have run unopposed. And $100,000 is not going to give you election victory, But maybe you can raise some more on your own, number one. And number two, if you only get the $100,000, at least it's enough to get out there and make the incumbent stand up and get back in, tie into the voters. The old retail politics, which is my favorite kind of politics, where these, you know, a lot of these races last time, all these candidates did was stay in Washington, D.C., raise money from all over the country, all these super PACs, and then blitz you with television. In retail politics, you got to come home, you go by the Rotary Club, you go to the various parades and festivals, you have town hall meetings, you shake hands, you listen. Hopefully you listen a lot more than you talk, and you relate to the people that sent you to office. We've gotten away from that so much, so I'm a big believer in retail politics, and I wish we had a lot more of it. That's the kind of politics I enjoyed when I was served in seven different statewide offices in Louisiana, rather seven different elections in Louisiana. Getting out and seeing people, it made the most of it. So I just share that with you. If you have an interest in it, it is called CrowdPack, CrowdPack.com, raising money so that everybody has an opponent, and I think everybody should have an opponent in the election cycle. Now, this presidential election, there must be 10, 15 major candidates who are interested in running. You've got major candidates like Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, the brother of the President Bush. Then you have Marco Rubio down in Florida. He's the senator in the same state as Bush, which is kind of an interesting give and take, is who can emerge as the leader out of that state. You've got governors galore across the nation, from Chris Christie in New Jersey, Scott Walker in Minnesota, and no one out west particularly. But you've got a whole cross-section of candidates, many to the right, tied to the Tea Party, other more moderate like Bush, Rubio to some degree. And so the Republicans are trying to come up with their one candidate. But if you do look at the polling, if you look at what the American population right now is thinking, and a lot of it may be because of name recognition, but so a lot of folks are saying, look, we're just tired of the Bushes and the Clintons. We just had that going back to 1991, 1992. We just can't take any more Bushes and Clintons. Well, that's not what the polls show, quite frankly. I mean, conventional wisdom says that Hillary and Jeb Bush are going to face a series of challenges because of their last names. But if you look at the recent NBC Wall Street Journal national poll, they asked, would you be more or less favorable to a candidate who didn't have the last name Bush or Clinton? And 51% of the population said it made no difference. Then about 22% say they would favor someone with a well-known name like Bush or Clinton. So the American populace are not turned off just because of the name, which probably is a pretty good thing. I mean, at least they're going to look at the issues, look at the foundation of how these people are running. There's certainly a fundraising edge to being a Bush or a Clinton. No getting around that. You'll be able to raise a lot more money. And so, in any event, right now, no matter how you call it, you've got to say that Hillary Clinton is in the strong contender to have a lock on the Democratic nomination. And Jeb Bush is by far, with his fundraising powers, his name, and his high profile, is the leading candidate for the Republican nomination. So we may have a Bush and Clinton again. Hey, we're going to come back and talk about the death penalty, firing squads. Should we go back to firing squads? It's going to be an interesting take, interesting guest. So stay with me right here on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Experience. July with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
The death penalty stays in the news. It's becoming less and less a tool in terms of law enforcement. But Utah's legislature passed a piece of legislation reintroducing firing squads as an alternative form of execution when lethal injection drugs aren't available. And in Oklahoma, they've got something new we're going to check on here involving an untested method of execution, death by nitrogen inhalation. Andrew Novak joins me right now. He's a lawyer, teaches at George Mason University, and is the author of a number of books, including one you'll find on our website, The Global Decline of the Mandatory Death Penalty. Hey, Andrew, glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you. How are you doing?
We're doing fine, but we're interested in a lot of the changes going on. Now, I've got a ton of questions for you, so bear with me, if you will, during this period. But first of all, there seems to be a lot of controversy over the use of drugs. For years, we've seen in the movies that someone who is executed is injected with lethal drugs who puts them to sleep, and then their heart stops. It's supposed to be a pretty routine thing, and this day and time of so many different drugs and so many checks and balances, to many people seems like a pretty normal way to do it. Why is there so much concern over the use of these injections today over where it was, say, 10 years ago?
Sure. Okay, well, I would say that the problem with lethal injection is not necessarily that is not necessarily a problem with the method of execution itself inherently. It's a problem with the supply chains and the distribution of the drug. It's become very hard to find these lethal injection drugs, in part because pharmaceutical companies are sensitive to this is the misuse of the drug, that this is against the labels on the drug, which makes sense, because they're being used to execute somebody. And so those pharmaceutical companies and their distributors have been stopping the sales of those drugs to corrections facilities. Sometimes those suppliers are overseas, sometimes they're here in the U.S., but the problem with lethal injection is that it's vulnerable because it requires a doctor or pharmacist somewhere in the line, and the medical profession is reluctant to be cooperative in a form of execution like this.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but you'd still say, you know, the dollar rules. I mean, economically, you would think that there would be, I can make a product to, you know, and there's a need for it. Now, I guess that brings up the next question. We have slowed down dramatically the number of people who are executed in this country, so I guess there's not quite the need for the drug if you're not executing many people. Let's see, you think the death penalty is going by the wayside, or where do you see the future of the death penalty in the next 20 years in the United States?
Sure. Well, first of all, I think that executions are way down. That's a global historical trend. That's true everywhere. It's not just true in the United States. That we're moving towards a system that we have to start thinking about alternatives to death penalty because executions are down everywhere. Even in Texas, half as many as 10 years ago. Even in intransigent holdouts globally, China, they're down. Singapore, they're down. You know, that's globally true. And that's partly a function of lethal injection drugs. But lethal injection drugs are just part of the process. It's really that the structural costs of capital punishment have increased so much. Mandatory appeals, expert witnesses, you need DNA evidence in every case now. The costs are just there's pressure points, and the costs are increasing. And it's partly the lawyers' fault. Lawyers know that. The lawyers who represent capital defendants and who oppose the death penalty, they know that, and they're driving up those costs. That's part of the strategy of putting the death penalty out of business, and it's working.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So now what about this idea? To explain to my listeners, if you will, what death by nitrogen inhalation means. Just what is that?
Sure. It used to be that there was a form of execution. It was not widely used in the U.S., but it's been used in the last 10 or 20 years, gas chamber, where sort of toxic gas would be pumped into a gas chamber. The problem with that form of execution is that Americans have kind of a cultural aversion to the word gas chamber. So Oklahoma is trying something new involving a mask on your face. So I'm not quite sure biologically how nitrogen gas works. It sounds like it knocks you unconscious very quickly. So in that sense, it may not be painful. But it would have the advantage of not requiring a doctor or a pharmacist, because nitrogen gas you can get without a prescription. It's not a sort of medical procedure.
Right.
So it seems like it would avoid that obstacle, but I am not sure that. I'm not sure how foolproof it is, and it's untested. So, I'm not sure if people have reactions to it. It seems to be an inert gas, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure the risks of it. I'm not sure anyone is.
Right, I follow you. So, well, now, interesting that Utah is reintroducing the firing squad. That used to be kind of the way people were executed, and you get 8 or 10 people. Is that what's been your experience? And I'm not advocating any of this. It's all pretty.
Yeah, sure.
But in any event, did you follow that Utah situation? I wonder why they felt the firing squad would be a pretty good alternative, just because they had confidence that, you know, 8 or 10 rifles shooting somebody aimed toward the heart, that pretty much puts an end to them. What was their thinking out there? Do you follow
that
at all?
Okay, yes, I did. And I wrote a Daily Beast blog post on this law in particular. The firing squad is pretty widely used globally And we're so the risks of that we know, unlike the nitric acid, which is kind of a mystery. The Utah protocol would have five shooters. One of them's going to have a blank, and a person's going to be strapped in a chair with basically a target pinned to their clothes where their heart is. These are expert marksmen, so they're not. I presume that they're not likely to miss, but if they're off a little bit, death might not be instantaneous. It depends. We've seen that happen elsewhere in the world. I think Utah brought that back because it has a fairly recent history with the firing squad, that it allowed the firing squad as a backup form of execution up until 2004, I guess. And it has been a backup in case the Supreme Court found lethal injection unconstitutional. So it's on the books in that way, but this makes it a backup in case lethal injection drugs aren't available, and Utah apparently doesn't have any lethal injection drugs. So the firing squad is in essence, its only form of execution at the moment. Utah doesn't execute very often, but it's perceived as a cheaper process. Now, there's going to be startup costs with it, like there will be with nitric gas. They're going to have to write new regulations and new protocols in administering it. You know, all that contributes to delay that drives the cost a little bit. It also, given the decline of the death penalty anyway, it also sort of delays execution. So, I'm not sure that either of these methods of execution are going to be used very widely. But the states are starting to have this kind of knee-jerk reaction to what happens if we can't get the lethal injection drugs. Texas is apparently procuring it from compounding pharmacies, which are not regulated in the same way as your average pharmacy. But this is all part of this nationwide trend. And some states are bringing back the electric chair. So Alabama and Tennessee, they're thinking about bringing back the electric chair. So this is all part of that nationwide trend.
Well, interesting scenario. The book is called The Global Decline of the Mandatory Death Penalty by our guest who's talking today, Andrew Novak. He teaches at George Mason University. Interesting subject. Hey, Andrew, thanks for being on. Interesting subject. We'd like to do a follow-up again with you when we have a little bit more time. But take care and have a nice weekend.
Sure, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're going to see fewer and fewer death penalties. First of all, you get into court sometimes because of all the legal haggling that goes on. It seems like it takes forever to actually get someone assassinated. I think it's a dying process, quite frankly. Right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat. But you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your image close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
There is an interesting case before the United States Supreme Court right now involving freedom of speech. And it involves the state of Texas and involves also license plates that you put back on the back of your car. You know, a lot of people like to have a license plate that has a message on it. I do. It's sanctioned by my legislature in my state of Louisiana. And I've got the pelican talking about sportsman's paradise. It's a great scene on the license tag of the environment. And I pay a little extra for that fee, and part of the fee goes towards covering the license plate. And basically I'm making a donation to go ahead and help with environmental activities in my state. And a number of people do that. If your favorite university, in most states you can put your favorite university's name on the license tag to show your support of that university. That's freedom of speech. And the state says you can do that in many instances. Now here's where the problem came in. Over in Texas, they allow motorists who pay a fee to display a special design on their license tag. And some of these messages are created by the state legislature, and I've got no problem with that because people we send to the state capitol vote on whether or not you can have such a message on there. But there are other messages that have to be approved by private groups, pre-approval. In Texas, it's the State Board of Motor Vehicles Board. And it's generated a lot of money. In Texas, they raised about $25 million over 3 or 4 years with these designs that generally honor colleges and military veterans. Now, in Texas, the Sons of the Confederacy asked to stamp the Confederate battle flag on Texas tags. Well, this motor vehicle board said, no, we can't do that. There were some protests from African Americans and others who saw the flag as a symbol of slavery and secession. And Governor Perry over there agreed. So the Sons of the Confederacy went to court. And Texas said, they are actually sanctioning the message. Where the Sons of Liberty says, no, we aren't. We're paying to put an additional message. It's a private message. And if you don't let us put our message on, then what is the real value of freedom of speech? I mean, it means nothing if not the right to express ideas that other people might find offensive. You see, I mean, protecting the exercise of the right is essentially to democratic government very, very basic, and I think we all agree with that. And so They went to court and said, you can't prohibit us from putting this message on. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals heard the decision and sided with the Sons of the Confederacy. They're ruling that a reasonable observer would associate the flag with the motorist and not the state. In other words, the state's not sanctioning the message. That's the motorist putting on there. Like you could put on a bumper sticker, the same thing. Well, just last Monday, I believe, Texas appealed this decision up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, they've not ruled yet, but you know, are you discriminating? Are some justices, I think Justice Ginsburg said that the design or Texas efforts to prohibit this smacks of kind of viewpoint discrimination. So you're discriminating against that person using something along those lines. And so it's kind of interesting, quite frankly, in terms of what you're allowed to put on your license tag. Can you put on a local Nazi sign with swastikas on the tags? And if it's approved in some ways, maybe you can. I think here's the difference, and here's what I think the court will rule. If the state legislature, in their wisdom, votes to allow a certain message on the tag, then that would not violate the freedom of speech basic requirements. First of all, they can say you put no commentary on the tag. But if an appointed board does it, that's where you're getting into limiting speech. So how you get around this, I think, for legislators are to say, we're not going to let the Motor Vehicle Board do it. We're not going to let this group do it. It's got to be passed by our legislature so that the license plate reflects a law on the books. And if they want to put on the books the fact a swastika or whatever along those lines, if you don't like what they did, you can vote them out of office the next time the election comes around. But to let a board do it, that to me is crossing the lines too much. So, you got to either open it up to everyone to put whatever their message is on it, whether it be the Daughters of the American Revolution, the Citizens for Jihad, whatever along these lines. Or you got to eliminate them all and just allow the legislature to make those decisions. But an interesting case about your right to your freedom of speech to put on your license plate. Now, on a bumper sticker, you can put anything you want to back in that bumper sticker. And it can be hate speech and it can be racial. Whatever you want to do, you can put that on there because that's your right of freedom of speech. And even though I dislike many of the bumper stickers I see, you still have to protect that right if you believe in freedom of speech in this country today. You see what I'm saying? So it's going to be an interesting case that is argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. Probably be June before we have a decision, and we'll certainly let you know what decision comes down. Also, several new studies that are really concerning about the distraction of young teenagers. The studies looked at several thousand teenagers and found that the single biggest factor in automobile accidents that do so much damage to these young people are the fact that their eyes are wandering because of their iPhones or whatever phone they happen to have. 58% of all teen accidents involve distraction, and most of that involves your electronic media, you texting, looking at talking on the phone and looking at email. And talking on the phone isn't the worst of it, but you know, texting or checking email while you're driving down the road. Here's what this study says. This is really terrible. It says that cell phone is so consuming, half of all the teenagers who caused rear-end collisions were still driving at full speed. They took no evasive action. They didn't brake. They didn't steer away from it. They plowed right into someone else at full speed because they were distracted. You follow me? But what if a young child had run in front of the car? It's just terrible how kids would be distracted. One teenager who was killed was a young man who lost control while focusing on his phone. I'm sorry, a young girl. And her father blames himself for not setting rules and not setting a better example. He says, I used to text while I drive, so I really live with the guilt that my daughter learned texting and driving from me. And that's what cost her life. She was texting, drove into a tree apparently, died, and the father said, well, he did the same thing, and that's what cost her life because of the example he set. So I don't know. How can you justify someone texting or checking their email while they're driving? How can you justify something like that? And in the state legislature, oh, there's so much opposition. We can't limit someone's freedom of driving and communicating along those lines. The telephone up to your ear is a real distraction. Now, the handheld I've got in my car, it's not handheld. It's all an automatic system. I can just put a button on the steering wheel. A lot of people oppose that. That's not the safest thing. But I think in this day and age when you're carrying on business, I get phone calls in. I just hit a button on my steering wheel, and the phone call comes through. Or I can hit another button, say, call so-and-so. You program into your phone. I think we can live with that, even though many safety experts say that's bad. But when it comes to texting or checking email, or even making telephone calls, you got to look down to dial the phone or to look it up. How can you justify that? And you say, well, it's convenience. That's all fine until your child is rear-ended in an auto accident or someone plowing into them, and they've been distracted. They're not paying attention, and they rear-end your child, and your child dies because of something, seriously injured because of something like that. Then you're going to say it's justified? You're going to say it's okay then? I don't see any justification. I think it should be completely against the law to text or to pick up a phone when you drive or to email. And if you do, you've got to suffer some serious consequences. Lose your, take away your driving privileges for 6 months or a year. I don't care what kind of hardship it takes. Hear all this stuff, the guy does it, it's going to cause so much hardship to his family. He should have been thinking about that before he violated the law. We see that so much with drunk driving. I'm just so sorry, but I got to take care of my family. Well, you hurt your family when you started drinking knowing you had to drive home. We've got some very tough laws down here. I wrote some of the laws back when I was the Commissioner of Insurance in Louisiana. And the laws I wrote, if you had, after two DWIs, you took the license away for 2 years. Three DWIs, you're banned for life. You got three DWIs, you should never be out on that road again. Never on that road again. The dangers you cause. I don't want you endangering my family. I don't want you endangering any of the listeners' families. It's just not good. That's a lesson you've got to show that we're tough in dealing with that issue. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to talk with a psychic and about eternity and how you communicate in the second hour of our show. So freshen up your coffee. Let's get the news. We'll come right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.